This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today's Feedform Friday, we look at some strategies to help young calves survive, thrive, and actually grow this winter. And we're joined by Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
In many parts of the United States, we're going to be in winter here, Bill, in the next weeks to months, hopefully, and we will certainly be challenging our young calves. Our listeners should know that young calves have what we call a thermal neutral zone. In other words, that's a temperature in which they do not have to expend nutrients or energy to stay warm or to cool off. And the number is 59 degrees Fahrenheit to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. So once the temperature gets below 59 degrees Fahrenheit, and that probably reflects wind chill as well, now the calf has to make a decision, and that is, how do I stay alive? And that means she's going to mobilize body fat, and of course, young calves are born with very little fat deposition. Once they get weaned, they'll have some reserves on their body at that point, or they're going to have to get more nutrients to come into the program. So to give our listeners just a little bit of a feel of what the magnitude of that is, we're going to use whole milk, whole Holstein milk here. So at 59 degrees, she will need about 2.2 quarts, and many farmers feed 4 to 5 quarts of liquid milk to their calf. You can see about half of that's going to be just maintenance. We call it maintenance number. At 32 degrees, which basically means we're there right now, at least here in Illinois, it's going to take about 3.4 quarts just to keep alive and maintain the animal. At 14 degrees, it goes to just about 4 quarts, and at 5 degrees, it goes to about 4.27 quarts. So very quickly, the calf has to divert a lot of the nutrients she's consuming through whole milk into maintaining her body. If we're feeding a whole milk replacer, we call it a 20-20, which is 20% protein, 20% fat, then the amount goes up by about 20-25%. So very quickly, everything the calf consumes is just trying to keep her alive so she doesn't starve. So there are some strategies out there for our listeners to be thinking about to help these young calves to be sure that they're going to survive, thrive, and actually grow. We want these young calves to grow at the rate of about 1.8 pounds per day. So you can see very quickly, this cold weather is no friend. Number one, we can increase the amount of liquid being fed to the animal. That could be through an extra feeding. Many times farmers will look like if they feed like at 8 in the morning and 4 at night around the milking time, they'll add one at noon. We know with the accelerated program, calves can consume up to 6 to 8 quarts of a liquid product, so there's opportunity there as well. There are some commercial fat products on the market. Literally, it's a powder that you dump into the milk or milk replacers, and it's basically a high-fat supplement. You can add 1/4 to 1/2 pound to increase the caloric intake as well. If you're feeding a milk replacer, another choice would be to increase the fat content from, say, 20% fat to 25 or 30% fat. And in industry, they call that a Jersey milk replacer, but they are out there at 30% fat. Even some of the lamb milk replacers have these high-fat levels as well. Certainly, a calf could eat more calf starter. That's the good news. The bad news, Bill, is that most calves under 3 weeks of age do not consume much calf starter. They don't consume significant amounts of it. They will when they're 6 and 7 weeks of age, but not at 4 weeks. So that one's probably a long shot. Another way is to reduce loss, especially if we're bedding these animals. And the University of Wisconsin guideline from the vet school is that calves and hutches, you should not be able to see their legs when they're laying down. So it's a very deep bedding. And, of course, that straw gives some insulation effect, especially if we keep it dry from that aspect as well. Another way is to minimize wind chills. That could be include drafts or actually being exposed in hutches. Some cases they will put some type of flaps in front of the hutch entrance to try to reduce any wind going into the calf as well. Finally, we can look at a calf jacket. They are commercially available for $200. And it's just like you and I. We put a jacket on and we stay warmer. And finally, feeding liquid milk, we should make sure the temperature is at calf temperature. So the bottom line, Bill, is to be sure that we are aware of these challenges our young calves are going to face in the future. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Coming up on our Milky Monday, High Ground Dairy's Director of Market Intelligence, Lucas Feast, talks with Lee Milky about the hope for any rebound in milk prices ahead. Listen for that on Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.